Good morning and welcome everybody here to the Lakers Lowdown Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, Senior Lakers Insider for Clutch Points, and today on the show I am going to narrate my latest piece, this time talking about a bit of a, I don't know if a rift feels too strong. We'll just say that there's internal debate about what to do with Rui Hachimura and Austin Reeves. Let's go ahead and get to it. A first-round playoff exit with home court advantage can really shake an organization. Losing that series in only five games only intensifies the rattling. In the Los Angeles Lakers' case, losing 12 of their last 14 playoff games is enough to drive the otherwise thoroughly spoiled fan base absolutely insane. Now, entering the first full season of the Luka Doncic era, a fairly fierce debate has broken out internally on which steps to take this summer. First and foremost, Doncic isn't going anywhere anytime soon. That's a given. LeBron James has a player option for next season that he's considered likely to pick up and has a no-trade clause, so his name can be written in ink on the roster as well. From there, things get very dicey very quickly, as, according to the league and team sources, a fierce debate has broken out about what to do with Austin Reeves and Rui Hachimura. To be clear, both are extremely well-liked internally. No Lakers decision-maker is looking ahead to the day when they can finally rid themselves of two of the better moves any team has made on the margins in recent years. Still, this roster desperately needs a facelift. And because the Lakers only have one first-round pick and a few mid-tier expiring contracts to work with, the sense around the league is, in order to take the steps forward the Lakers are hoping to, they'll have to part with actual contributors at the top of the on top of the little draft capital at their disposal. According to sources around the league, the Lakers are not seriously considering any trade offer for Reeves that doesn't land them an all-star who fits with Doncic long-term. Those players aren't really on the market right now and tend to make more money than Reeves, which means that team would have to absorb dead money for this season too, then be willing to risk a player like they probably like for Reeves, who might just leave after the next season as a free agent. While the Lakers are certainly more open to trading Hachimura than Reeves, there are plenty of important voices who would like to keep him for a variety of reasons. From a basketball standpoint, he was one of the few players who performed close to expectations in that ugly series loss to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and he did so while dealing with that lingering knee issue. He's also arguably the most athletic player under contract next season. Quick aside here. I was going to include the following graph in the piece, decided against it because there is a lot of conjecture on this, but here's what I would have written. From a business standpoint, there are some who believe his popularity in Japanese markets has given the Lakers pause. Hachimura, who also wears 28 out of respect to Gianna and Kobe Bryant, a decision that quickly won over very important voices in the organization. I want to be clear here. I'm not saying those are the factors. What I will say is, based on the conversations I've had, they do seem to be factors. They are being kind of worked into the equation on whatever decision the Lakers make there. By the way, that's going to be the same with Austin Reeves. The Lakers are painfully aware of the backlash to losing Alex Caruso, who is on his way to a final series right now, and you know, have been made aware in some cases of how brutal a decision that was and has been since. So Austin Reeves' value as a business commodity is also part of what is factored into the decision to trade him or not to. So there's a lot going on here. I have just heard enough in terms of conversations within the Lakers and especially their business faction of the organization. And there are enough people around the league who believe or know that that is a factor here that I figured I would mention it in the pod. All right, let's get back to it. Another factor the Lakers are weighing internally on Hachimura is James's eventual departure, potentially leaving them fully stripped down at a position of strength right now. In a vacuum, it makes sense to keep the dynamic creator making just under $14 million next year. In a vacuum, of course, the Lakers should work to keep a big physical wing who hit 41% of his three-point attempts last season on decent volume. The problem is, for far too long, Rob Pelinka has over-indexed on vacuum-sealed decisions and wound up with imbalanced rosters. Reeves was fantastic last regular season before and after the Lakers landed Doncic and has improved every year he's been in the league. He was also consistently overwhelmed by Minnesota's length and athleticism and will never be the disruptive defender at the point of attack that a team needs next to Doncic. Whenever Reeves signs his next deal, he and Doncic could make up to more than half of the cap combined. In this punitive cap system, a pairing that like that has to fit seamlessly, and frankly, there are valid concerns at play here. No matter how many times Hachimura lights up the camera with that smile and LA hand signal, there's no getting around him, Dorian Finney-Smith, Doncic, and James all defending the same position. If trading Hachimura lands the Lakers a starter at a position of need, they absolutely have to pull the trigger. The Lakers absolutely cannot risk Reeves, their most valuable trade asset, potentially leaving after next year and losing him for nothing given what they could get for him right now. Same goes for Hachimura, whose contract is also up after next year. If, for whatever reason, the Lakers decide to keep this quote-unquote core intact and lose either, let alone both, to free agency, they'd feel that series of decision for years to come. Many in the organization understand that notion and are pushing to make improvements to the roster sooner rather than later, even if it might cost one or two of the team's more popular players. Others would prefer to wait and see with this group after getting a training camp together. Some league sources have even wondered whether the Lakers might keep their powder dry until James is no longer on their books so as to have proper ammunition to bring in Doncic's co-star for the future. No matter how or what path the Lakers head down, though, this summer will have ramifications that the Lakers will feel for years to come. If the Lakers hope to turn their recent postseason record back in the right direction, they'll have to more seriously consider some difficult decisions they've otherwise been avoiding. All right, that'll do it for this episode of the Lakers Lowdown Podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed that piece that I wrote that is on Clutch Points. You can check it out if you want to read it in text form, I guess. If you want even more context than I offered in this podcast, I hope you check out the nice long conversation that I had with Raj on this subject last night. That is just below this episode in the RSS feed. And until the next time you guys hear from us, which will be a little bit later today with Harrison in the lounge, have a great rest of your day. Make somebody else's. I'll talk to you a little bit later.